following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Listen, gas isn't getting any cheaper these days, so you want to maximize your fuel economy as much as you can. So use your Motorhead and get Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner. Compared to Lucas Fuel Treatment, Gum Out Regain has 10 times the detergent, cleans twice as many fuel system parts, and remains effective for up to 10 fill-ups. Lucas wants you to buy a bottle each time you fill your tank. Really? Every fill-up? Yeah, whatever. I'd rather drive smarter and maximize my fuel economy with Gum Out Regain. Do the same and buy it now at AutoZone.
Everybody and their brother, sisters, and second cousins are saying they can save you money on car insurance. Well, who listens to brothers, sisters, and second cousins? GEICO's been saving people money on car insurance for over 70 years. That's longer than most companies have been around. That's probably longer than you've been around. Believe me, when it comes to saving you money, this isn't GEICO's first time to the rodeo.
For a free rate quote, visit GEICO.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you hundreds on car insurance.
We now take you to the Doug and Daddy press conference that's already in progress. Doug and Daddy, what's the secret to your success?
It's amazing the creativity Keystone Light gives a person.
I understand that you guys did a TV pilot for the show. How did that go?
Nobody wanted to watch it. I would have demanded a refund if I'd have paid to watch that.
Thank God Barbecue Paradise was on the Travel Channel.
And I understand that there's been a controversy with your research staff.
Our research department here at the Doug and Daddy Show is not very deep.
It's limited at best.
It's limited is a good word. Our crack research staff here named Merritt tells me that that's pretty much
He's
it.
He's on crack.
Yeah, Merritt coming up on the rough side of the tracks.
Good work, Merritt. Man.
This concludes the press conference. Let's get to the intros. Sports director Doug Duda.
It takes absolutely an IQ of 12 to figure that out. Great. Wow. They really drew up a great play. Show some discipline.
And Big Daddy Tony Davis.
You're the worst team in the tournament. What if I lost 90 pounds? I wouldn't be fat. It's a super mega conference.
Now let's head to the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth for the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Masters Thursday, the opening day of the 75th Masters. And we will get you an update here on the leaderboard and keep you updated throughout the day. Tiger Woods has teed off. The number one player in the world, Martin Kaymer, has teed off. A lot of the folks have teed off. Angel Cabrera, that's the latest group to go off. And then they take a little bit of a break so that they don't fall behind. There's about a 22-minute break until Trevor Immelman, Lucas Glover, and Hideki Matsuyama tee it off here in about 6 minutes. A lot later today, Phil Mickelson, Jeff Ogilvie, Peter Uihlein go in the next-to-last group at 12:48 Central Time. We will have updates throughout the day here on ESPN Radio. We'll also have the Frozen Four, the hockey national semifinals coming your way this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Minnesota Duluth against Notre Dame, Michigan against North Dakota in tonight's second semifinal. But first, let's tell you how things look on the leaderboard. Retief Goosen is at 5 under par through 8 holes. Of course, you heard he eagled the par 4 first and got him off to a great start. Ross Fisher, 4 under. Rory McIlroy was 3 under through 4. He stayed that way through 8, along with Hirojiki Fujita. So Fujita is 3 under. David Chung, the amateur, is 2 under. Camilo Villegas is 2 under. In fact, some of these guys were some of the first off today. And you always have a couple of the guys. Matt Kuchar, he's 2 under through 6. Sergio Garcia, 2 under through 3. You know, if you were in a pool, didn't you think maybe, gosh, can Sergio someday do something? He's like Colin Montgomery. He's like Colin Montgomery. And can he ever do something? Well, he's off to a good start here. I didn't pick Sergio because the kid can't putt. And if you can't putt at Augusta, you're not going to win. I mean, there's a lot of things you got to do in a major golf tournament, but that's one of them right there. Sean O'Hare started hot, then got a couple of bogeys. He's got it back to 1 under through 16. He's going to be one of the first ones into the clubhouse. Lee Westwood, 1 under through 6 so far. Ernie Els, he's even through 5. Tiger Woods is even through 4, even though he's hacked it into the trees a couple of times. But as you look along that leaderboard, at even
there's just, you got Craig Stadler, even through one, you always see Tom Watson got off to the good start last year, but nobody, at least so far, that is what you would consider the over-the-hill gang, the past champions that you figure have no chance of winning. Nobody has posted an early under-par score this year so far, as we have seen in the past, like a Mark O'Meara or a Vijay Singh. And you can't say Vijay's over the hill. Sandy Lyle started hot today. He was always seems to find a way to get off to a good first round at Augusta. But we'll keep you up to date on that, as well as talk to Richie Price, the head baseball coach at the University of Kansas. That's coming up in the next segment. They take on the Huskers this weekend, a key series for both to get some positioning. It was Nebraska had hoped, with Oklahoma State, kind of teams that were supposed to be similar to start the season, that they needed to get 2 or 3, and they didn't do that. So now they've got to find a way to maybe to win a couple on the road. Kansas obviously doesn't want that to happen. So a key series coming up this weekend for the Jayhawks and the Huskers. Also, towards the end of the program, scheduled for our last segment today, Darcy Strachey is going to join us. She is the all-time leading women's basketball scorer in high school history. She, along with Brad Vering, who is scheduled to join us on tomorrow's show, are the only two first-time eligible to go into the Nebraska High School Hall of Fame. Again, both members of the class of 96. And if you were 15 years out of high school, then you are first-time eligible. And so they'll both go in this September at ceremonies in Lincoln. And so Darcy Strachey, Richie Price among our guests today. Tomorrow, as we said, Brad Vering, the Olympian from Howells. Still, it's strange. It's one of the things I want to ask him. How does Howells just keep doing it? How do they keep doing it? We've talked to Brad in the past, maybe once on the show before, but we're set to join him tomorrow. And Matt Johnson of the Tri-City Storm as they wrap up their season, but also they wrap up the careers in the USHL and in the Tri-City Storm for some of the 20-year-old guys that are going to be moving on, or some that are just going on to college. And Matt will be one of those. And he is going to play his 150th game in a Storm uniform this weekend. The Storm at Lincoln tomorrow, and then they host Lincoln to wrap up the season on Saturday. So that's what's coming up among our scheduled guests so far here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As always, the phone lines are open, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. We'd love to hear from you, or if you'd like to email us, why not do that and use the three words of the week? Could win you a combo meal from Big Daddy's Deli. Merritt, what are those three words?
Pony, skinny, and winner.
Pony, skinny, winner. Use those three words any way you want in an email. Ship it off to the Dent Popper inbox. And the address, if you haven't got it already saved into your email, is Doug and Daddy. Spell out the word and. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. You know, outside of the Masters and the hockey, again, we've kind of reached a quiet time. We've reached a little bit of a break in the world of sports. Major League Baseball, they just kind of keep on going. NBA, we're not close enough yet to really get excited about the playoffs, are we? And again, I think this will probably be our next poll question. What do you talk about when things aren't going on? There's always something to talk about. Huskers practiced yesterday, but no media availability. So that's why you're not seeing anything in the paper, hearing anything too updated on the radio today about what went on yesterday, because Coach Pelini and the staff, for whatever reason, no availability. So not a whole lot of new stuff to talk about there. But for the NBA, does anybody care? Are you an NBA fan? Because I'm guessing if you grew up in this part of the country or in the Tri-Cities, you're probably not a huge NBA fan. Now, there are some out there, and there are some fans of the Lakers or the Bulls. Not even Knicks. I can't even say Knicks fans. If you're a Knicks fan, you're transplant. You moved in. You're not from here. And so, is there even an NBA fan out there? 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Don't forget, there is a Loper Luncheon today. Want to let you know that. Head out to UNK's Health and Sports Center. It's the final one of the year. Coaches Damon Day Baseball, Holly Collins Softball, Brady Bonzel Track, Rick Squires Volleyball. They are among the coaches that are going to speak today. $5 for the meal, which they start serving at 11:45. Then the coaches will begin speaking at 12 noon. Hard to believe we're at that point already. We're at that point of the year where... where things are starting to wind down and a month left for basically most of the college athletes and for the students before we head off to summer break. So there you go. Let's go to the Bruce Furniture fan line. What do we got, Maren?
We got Mike from Grand Island.
Mike, are you an NBA fan, or you got something else going on?
Oh, I couldn't care less about the NBA. I actually do have a friend who lives in Hastings. He's a diehard Lakers fan, but I'm sorry, I can't watch the NBA anymore. I mean, what does it take to get called to traveling now? Running half the court? You know, you can do a jump step, pirouette, turn around, heel to toe, slam dunk, and you don't get called traveling anymore. It's become such a prima donna league. I mean, you can demand trades. You know, owners are handcuffed. I just can't stand it. I would rather watch soccer, European soccer. I would rather watch tennis.
Easy on the European soccer, Mike. Now, come on, easy. Really? European soccer?
European soccer. I will get there. I will listen to the Irish guy they have on ESPN before I watch an NBA. I will watch Little League Baseball before I watch NBA. So that's my comment. Thank you very much.
Mike, thanks for the call. Mike in Grand Island, love it. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. No, I'll watch the NBA before I watch European soccer. In fact, I'll watch the NBA before NASCAR. And I know there's some folks that, you know, I'll even give you that one. NASCAR fan, you're a NASCAR fan. You're either a NASCAR fan or you're not, so I don't even think there's an argument there. But, yeah, Little League, I'd watch Little League Baseball above that. A lot of Olympic sports. It gets watchable the later it gets into the playoffs because you actually think they are trying the whole four quarters. So, and by the way, to all you Laker fans, you lost last night to Golden State. Ha-ha, hee-hee, ho-ho, hee-hee. Ha-ha, ho-ho. So that's all I got to say. And you know what? So LeBron James' mom, what'd she do? Slap somebody? Assaulted a valet worker because it was taking too long to have her car delivered. How? What'd she slap him? Has any of these things said anything? Police said several witnesses supported valet worker Sorrell Rockefeller's account of the alleged assault. Simple battery, disorderly conduct. Did she yell? Did she say bad things to him? Did she slap him? I mean, this is not a story. Get it off the national wire. So it's LeBron James' mom. Really? Who cares? Who cares? That just tells you nothing's going on in the sports world. That's how lame that is. We're going to take a break. Coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show, we're going to be chatting with Richie Price, the head baseball coach at the University of Kansas. But, folks, if you love sports and you love to kick back with your friends, guys, gals, family members, work friends, whatever you want to do, and you want to watch sports and enjoy your favorite beverage or have a little snack to eat, then Cunningham's is the place for you. That's why after work, that's the place to head. Or if you're knocking off early, don't worry. There's no better place to catch up on your favorite sports teams than one of the 20 high-definition screens, including their huge 10-foot projection screen. Enjoy their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. That's perfect for watching the Masters today, including their big-ass beer specials for only $2.50, along with all the well drinks for $1.50, and a large selection of small craft and microbrews available with the guaranteed coldest draft beer in Kearney. Live entertainment this week, folks. Ho ho! Is that true, Merritt? Is that really true?
That's what I hear on
is
the streets.
Is that this week?
Yeah.
I know Todd and Chris, they're going to go crazy. Red Wanting Blue coming back, one of the favorite bands of all time. Oh, Todd is just, he's probably already knocked off. He's probably already standing in line for his seat this weekend for Red Wanting Blue, one of the favorite bands. And we can't wait for the courtyard to get open as the weather gets a little more consistently nice. They've done so much great work. Cunningham's open for dinner, and they've got great food for you there as well. So whether it's a casual get-together with friends or a night out on the town, you know Cunningham's Journal in the Loft, the place to be, 23rd Street in downtown Kearney. Back with Kansas baseball coach Rich Price after this.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? The same way scales protect the fish from his environment, the Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liners from the Dent Popper protects your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage, and here's a bonus, it quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for an Arma Coating Spray-On Bed Liner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
About 80 years before the seeds for the trees that produce the lumber that they sell now were even planted, Mead Lumber was born in Nebraska. Like the trees, Mead Lumber locations have sprouted all over. The latest is just east of Kearney. Contractors will appreciate veteran lumberman Ron Fredericks and his decades of experience in problem solving, heading up the Mead team. Mead Lumber, on the way to the industrial park, East 39th, cleverly located beneath the big red Mead Lumber sign.
Thursday, four of the best in college hockey meet up in Minnesota for the right to play for the national championship. Hey, how are you, folks? This is Jason Horowitz of Westwood One. Join Sean Grandy, Cap Raider, and me at the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul for all the action. It starts with Notre Dame and Minnesota Duluth. Then in Game 2, Michigan will try and knock off top-seeded North Dakota. If it's the Frozen Four, it's right here.
Coverage begins Thursday at 3:45 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
How are you at cracking a safe?
I shall need some plastic explosives.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation and Graham Tire are putting you to the text. That's right, text. Saturday night we'll bring along the visible vault.
It is a safe.
Someone will crack the combination and win the contents provided by the Nebraska Lottery. Take your phone to the game, register the number when you come in, and wait for a text that says you get a crack at the visible vault.
Can you open it?
Saturday night.
With a key.
At the Tri-City store.
As cloudy skies continue throughout the day today, we'll see some scattered showers affecting portions of the area with a high of 58. Southeast winds will also stay gusty around 12 to 25. We'll then see a chance of a shower tonight as well. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Let's go. Ain't no way they can stop me now.
Show Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation back with you in the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth on this opening day of the Masters. Tiger Woods has just birdied the par 3-6, so he gets under par. He is at 1-under right now, still trying to chase down the early start of Retief Goosen, who's at 5-under. And I love the analysts already. You know what? Somebody always gets off to a hot start. Just because the guys have a late tee time, they're not panicking. They don't care. Yeah, so somebody threw out a 6 or a 5 or a 7-under on the opening day. That probably tells a good golfer late today like Phil Mickelson that, hey, scoring conditions are going to be pretty good. I got a chance to go low. Doesn't mean I have to go out and shoot 65 on the opening day. Somebody always has a good first round at the Masters, and we'll keep you up to date as the day progresses here on ESPN Radio. But the Nebraska baseball team heads down to Kansas for a key weekend series against the Jayhawks, and we are pleased to welcome back to the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio the head coach of the Jayhawks, Rich Price. And, Coach, welcome back to the program, and good morning to you.
Well, it's always great to talk to you guys. This is one of my favorite interviews of the year.
Nobody interviews you. Is that the problem? Nobody calls you anymore?
I just like your guys' energy.
Well, Coach, let's start with last night. You guys got to play at Kauffman Stadium. That's got to be fun, and it's always fun to win.
Yeah, there's no doubts, guys. I mean, I tip my cap to Dayton Moore, the general manager of the Royals. That's our fourth consecutive year over there, and he just treats the Jayhawks and the Tigers first class. And for all those players, I mean, that's a special day anytime you get an opportunity to walk into a big league facility and compete.
7-1 victory over Missouri. What did you do good last night?
Well, for us, it's all been about getting a clutch hit with runners in scoring position, which is something we've really struggled with throughout the course of the year. And we pitched well last night. Their leadoff hitter got a base hit, and then that's the only hit they got the rest of the night. And so I was obviously pleased with sophomore Thomas Taylor. He was outstanding. But for us, it was bunching together 10 hits and coming up with three or four base hits with runners in scoring position.
Rich Price, the head baseball coach at Kansas, is with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. And, Coach, obviously that has been the struggle for you this year, is to get some timely base hits. The overall batting average not probably where you would want it to be. Did you expect it to be a struggle offensively early this year?
Well, to be real honest with you, I knew we weren't going to be as good as we'd been in the past. We had 7 players sign pro contracts a year ago, and we actually had 2 recruits sign on August 15th, so we're missing what we projected at the time to be our 1, 3, and 5 hole hitters in our lineup. So I knew it was going to be a challenge. To be honest with you, it's been even a greater challenge than I expected. Certainly the bat change has even been more of an impact than I think any college coach in America thought it was going to be. But, you know, the thing is, we are making progress. We do have ourselves in a really good position, and we've won 2 of the first 3 Big 12 conference series. And, you know, if you win 5, that's a form of success as far as making the NCAA tournament.
And you guys didn't shy away from competition so far this year. I know you're trying to build that non-conference schedule, and it's been a struggle on the road, but you have seen some pretty good teams.
Yeah, you know what? It's kind of been a mixed bag a little bit. I mean, our schedule right now is rated 14th best in the country, and our RPI has been in the top 60. So we've put ourselves, if we continue to win Big 12 conference series, to move up and obviously be an NCAA playoff contender. But I think the big thing for us was when I put the schedule together, I knew we were going to be young, that we'd lost the impact hitters in our lineup. And, you know, every team in this league averages 90 miles an hour in velocity. So when we scheduled TCU, we knew Perk was back. We knew they were preseason number one. We were preparing to play in our league, and that's why we went to the Arizona State tournament. That's why we went to Arkansas on Tuesday night before we started Big 12 conference play, was to see plus velocity. And quite frankly, I think that's the only reason we've been so competitive in the league, is we were prepared to compete against top-level pitching.
We've talked about it pretty much all year on the Doug and Daddy Show, no matter what the level, with the dumbing down of the bats, I guess, so to speak. Just interested on your opinion on that, especially since the averages are a little bit down for you guys.
I personally like the change. Okay, I think once we get a chance to recruit to how drastic an impact the bat has made, I think every college coach in America will be happy with the change. But you know, there was a thing in Baseball America 2 weeks ago that after the first month of the season, that a year ago teams averaged over two home runs a game. It was like 2.24. The average number of home runs being hit per game is like 0.46 or something like that. So with one swing of the bat, people aren't putting two- and three-run numbers up on that scoreboard. And I think as a result, you're seeing more one- and two-run games played than ever before. You're also seeing more top 25 clubs being upset on a weekly basis at any time since in the 17 years I've coached at Division I level.
Rich Price, the head baseball coach at Kansas, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. I don't know if comfortable is the word, Coach, but you mentioned that you've had some success in league play. Are you satisfied with where you're at right now, knowing that you're going to have to get a few more wins, but things are okay at the moment?
Well, I think, you know, anytime you win a series in this conference, you certainly feel pleased. I mean, Oklahoma State's in the top 25 now, and we were fortunate enough to win the first series against them. Baylor was in the top 25 when they came here last weekend, and we won that series. We got swept at A&M, and one of the things you preach to your kids is you can't get swept on the road. And we lost a heartbreaking 2-1 game in 10 innings on Friday night. We got beat 3-1 Sunday. And if we would have found a way to win one of those games at A&M, I would really like the position that we're in. But the fact that you get swept, I mean, the difference between 5-4 and 4-5 is huge.
Nebraska comes in. They got off to a good start, scoring some runs the first series of the year. Last week they struggled a little bit with Oklahoma State, but managed to get a win at home. They're going to be in that situation where they need to, maybe since they went 1-2 at home, they need to get a couple of wins on the road. What are you seeing from this baseball team as they come in?
Well, I think Nebraska, the trademark of their program is how competitive they are. I think if you go back in the 9 years that Coach Anderson's been the head coach there, that's the single greatest thing that they bring to the table, is they compete and they play hard and they execute and they have really good team speed. And then obviously they've always pitched really well. And when they've had their championship teams and made their run to Omaha, they've had world-class pitching. And I think that'll always be the strength of their club.
I find it interesting, Richie, because third week of the season in Big 12 for the Huskers, and I know everybody else is, like, for you guys, this will be your fourth Big 12 series, but last week when we talked to Coach Anderson and when we talked Texas Tech a couple of weeks ago, they both use the word compete, and it's not the first time we heard it. Can you take it a step farther by, I know Nebraska has to scrap, and there's not a lot of talent from the high school baseball here, and I know that's how you have to get to that next level. I'm sure you guys are doing the same. Explain a little bit more about how you can say a Nebraska competes and what you mean by that.
Well, I think for us, and I think Nebraska is similar, although they've had an incredible run of success and they've established a really good tradition there, even though they've been taking a step back the last couple years. And they got hurt in the pro draft. It just happened to us. It can happen to any college program in America. But I think for both Nebraska and Kansas, when you're playing schools from Texas that have the premier talent in the country and the premier recruiting bases in the country, we all have to do the little things. I mean, we have to get hit by pitches. We have to read ball in the dirt. You have to execute your short game assignments. All those little things about playing the game within the game are the difference between winning one-run games and losing one-run games. And our situation is different from Nebraska. Our margin of error is really slim, is that we have to execute and not make mental mistakes and physical mistakes, or literally our talent base isn't good enough to overcome those types of mistakes, whereas Texas can miss getting a bunt down and they're pitching so good they'll still win late. We have to do all those little things in order to compete in this great conference.
Richie Price, the head baseball coach at Kansas, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio for another couple of moments. Let's talk about your pitching a little bit. We have to start, as we always do, with T.J. Walls, the Omaha boy, and your weekend rotation. Start with T.J. and then kind of take us through your weekend.
Well, certainly. I mean, the reason we've been successful so far in conference is because of T.J. Walls. I mean, he gives us an opportunity to win on Friday night. And as you well know in this league, you're pitching against potential first, second, and third round draft picks. And those games are going to be very, very low scoring. And before the season's over, T.J. is going to be the all-time win leader here. He's going to pitch the most innings in school history and have the most strikeouts. And he's also an honor roll student and going to graduate in May. And you know, he's won two of the last 3 years in his head-to-head matchup with Nebraska, and he wanted to be a Cornhusker. And thank goodness for us, it worked out that he came here, and I know he'll be pumped up Friday night. And then Tanner Poppy, who's a big, strong right-hander with plus velocity, he'll be 91-94. He's made progress with his breaking ball. It's still not on a consistent basis where we would like it to be, but he's from a little tiny town in Kansas called Girard, which is like a 2A high school. He's made remarkable progress in 2 years. He still needs to take that final step to be special on a consistent basis. And then Sunday, we go back and we'll run Alex Cox, who's a drafted high school player out of California, on Friday. And he's the completely opposite of the other two, where they both pitch at 90 miles an hour. He's going to pitch at 86, touch 88. But he's got really nice breaking ball, and he has an outstanding changeup for a freshman. So you have to pitch well all 3 days, as you well know, in order to win series in this conference.
Coach, did T.J. have a chance, or did he consider going Major League last year?
Yeah, he did, guys. And one of the things I want to compliment on, you know, he made the Team USA as a sophomore, and he had that great experience. And then when he came back as a junior, he's a true college student-athlete. His GPA is over 3.7. He's a financial major. He had an internship last year with one of the top firms in the country in the summertime. And he handled it right. He was probably going to be round 7 to 15, somewhere there in the draft. And he told every single club that he was not going to give up his senior year and his college experience, that he was going to be a senior sign, and he wasn't concerned about the losing the bonus money that you lose going if you don't sign to your senior, that the experience was more important than giving up the senior year for it. That doesn't happen very often.
And, Coach, we'll let you get out of here by talking about the guy that comes out of the bullpen in Colton Murray. I mean, if you've got a chance to close it, he's been getting the job done.
Yeah, he's been really special, guys. I mean, he's one of the better power arms in our conference. And, you know, a year ago he blew three ninth-inning leads with three runs when he walked on the mound, and he's taken it to a whole other level. I mean, he's 91-94 with a plus breaking ball, and he has a really good split, and he's been a dominant guy for us so far.
Well, it looks like the pitching has been pretty good. The defense has been solid. Get the bats going, and looks like if above 500, won't take too long here for the Jayhawks.
Well, it's going to be a great weekend. I mean, obviously, this is a rivalry weekend for us with Jimmy Waters from Council Bluff and TJ from Omaha. And we've had a history of outstanding players from Omaha play for us over the years. And our players enjoy competing against the Nebraska, and we're looking forward to it.
Well, Coach, we'll let you get back to your day. We always appreciate you giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show, and have a great season.
Okay, thanks a lot, sir.
Take care. Richie Price, head baseball coach at the University of Kansas. Always great catching up with the head Jayhawk. They're 4-5 in conference, 11-6 at home, and only two wins away and at neutral sites. They're 13-16 overall, but 11-6 at home. And as we said, they've played some pretty darn good competition, TCU, Arkansas, on the road, as the coach talked about some of the other opponents that they've had. And you will be able to hear a little Kansas-Nebraska baseball on 1230 AM KHAS all weekend long. Go to Huskers.com to listen as well if you want to catch some Kansas-Nebraska baseball. Starts tomorrow night, game one at 6:35, and then they go Saturday and Sunday afternoon as well. Next week, Kansas State rolls in, and of course, that is part of the ESPN Radio spring trip to Lincoln. You go to the spring game, you go to the Nebraska-Kansas State game in baseball, then the Nebraska-Iowa State game in volleyball. And I think there's just a couple of seats last I heard. So check our website at ESPNSuperstation.com or contact First Holiday Tour and Travel for more information. Get signed up. It includes everything you need, all the tickets, all the transportation, the tailgate, lunch. It's going to be a great time. You don't have to worry about anything except getting on a bus, to get to Lincoln and getting on a bus to get back to home. So contact the folks at First Holiday or check out our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. 888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number, 888-455-3776. Let's check out the leaderboard at the Masters right now. Retief Goosen has taken it to still at 5 under par as he's completed the front nine. Rory McIlroy has got it to 4 under through the front nine. Ross Fisher dropped the shot late. He was the early leader, so he is your clubhouse leader at 3 under, 69. And Camilo Villegas has two holes to go. He's at 3 under. Brant Snedeker, 3 under par. Matt Kuchar, Sergio Garcia, 3 under par. Sean O'Hare got in at a 2 under par 70. So they are scoring early on. And Tiger, is he still at 1? Or did he slide by? No, 1 under par for Tiger as he plays the 7th hole. We're going to take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back with more after this.
We've all been there. You jump on the computer right when tickets go on sale. And even if you get tickets, you get best available. No choice, no selection. Just best available. That's why so many fans use StubHub, the world's largest fan-to-fan ticket marketplace. On StubHub, you'll always find a great selection of seats, and you get to choose the seats you want, so you can actually sit where you want to sit. So for your next game or concert, head to StubHub and choose your seats today. StubHub!
Guys get haircuts. Guys watch sports. Year after year, that winning combination has landed Sport Clips on Entrepreneur Magazine's list of America's fastest growing franchises. Featured on CNBC, Sport Clips is a one-of-a-kind business with a proven successful track record. If you're a serious investor who wants to work on the business, not in it, there may be a Sport Clips franchise available in your market. Some businesses were made for success. Sport Clips is one of them. Every investment should be this obvious. Check it out now at sportclips.com.
Look, so here's the deal. I get off work at 4 every day. Wyatt thinks it's 5, but sometimes I like to have a little break. So every day, my buddies and I head down to Cunningham's Journal for their happy hour specials from 3 to 6. They have the best selection of small craft and microbrews, Buck 50 Wells, guarantee the coldest draft beer in town, and of course, their big ass beers for $2.50. You see, I love my wife, but sports guys like us need time to sit down with their buds, have a cold beer, and watch our favorite sports. So sports fans, when you're ready for your happy hour, the place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
When it comes to keeping it simple, having your auto and home insured by the same company just makes sense. At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we make it easy to combine and save. And you pay only one deductible for all covered possessions damaged in a single occurrence if you have a loss. To learn more, call Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney at 234-4922. 234-4922. Farm Bureau makes insurance simple. Call them at 234-4922. Farm Bureau Members' Choice Policy issued by Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance Company and Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
As cloudy skies continue throughout the day today, we'll see some scattered showers affecting portions of the area with a high of 58. Southeast winds will also stay gusty around 12 to 25. We'll then see a chance of a shower tonight as well. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Falling asleep at the wheel again, baby. You're drifting over the line, yeah. Your hands are tied, but you're losing grip quickly. Fix me, can you read the signs? Thumbing your way to Vegas, dirty, and dreaming of the other side.
Unbelievable. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, back with you on this Thursday. The Masters is underway. Tiger Woods makes a par-saving putt on 7. Sergio Garcia playing pretty good out of the sand, but it's still Retief Goosen who got an eagle on the first hole today and is sitting at 5 under par with a one-shot lead as they play the back nine with some of the early tee-off times. Folks, it's getting springtime, obviously. Maybe you're getting the tax refund. Maybe it's time to redo the living room, the dining room, the kitchen. Well, folks, the place to go is Bruce Furniture. Mama love you if you go to Bruce Furniture in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, or Alliance and visit any one of their stores and receive free in-home interior design service. No purchase necessary. They're going to help you out right there with a full line of interior design services for every room, from pillow fabrics to carpet color and wall decor. Bruce Furniture helps create just the right look for you. Plus, Bruce Furniture offers you an in-home trial period before you even make your purchase. They'll deliver the sofa, the lamp, the wall decor, so you can make sure it looks as good in your home as it does in the showroom. That's why Bruce Furniture makes shopping worry-free with the just right trial period for you. You go, I don't know how it gets into your home. You go, oh, it looks even better than I thought. Or, maybe we should have went with option B. So you go back, you get option B. They're going to be right there for you. Bruce Furniture eliminates the clutter of the old furniture with just the right help for you. Bruce Furniture. See him in Kearney, Hastings, Holdridge, and Alliance. Love to hear from you on the Doug and Daddy Show today at 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. Got the new soccer rankings out from the Lincoln Journal-Star today. Grand Island, boy, their soccer team continues to do well. They're 7-0 on the boys' side. They've outscored their opponents something like 40-2, but waiting for that battle with Kearney High, who lost their first game in a shootout last week, drops to 9 in the Lincoln paper, but you know, so be it. 5-1, they're a kick away from being undefeated and probably ranked second or third in Class A. So good there. Hastings boys still ranked in the top 10. Holdridge girls still ranked in the top 10 in Class B. So as we mentioned a week and a couple of weeks ago, more competitive soccer coming out of the western part of the state than there have been in a lot of years. And congratulations to those teams, and hopefully they can keep it going. Also, congratulations to Drake Baronic, the former Ravenna Blue Jay and Loper and Husker, was honored last night as one of two honorees. Lance Jeter received the Jack Moore Award. He was the team's most outstanding player, named for the late Husker guard Jack Moore. He set 17 school records in his career. Moore was presented with the award and then, of course, unfortunately was killed in a plane crash in March of 84. So now the award named after him. All Big 12 performer, averaged a team high in scoring, had 4.5 rebounds, 4.5 assists a game this season, was among the Big 12 leaders in assist to turnover ratio, assists and steals as well, and ranked in the top 10 in single season assists and assists per game. And then also Drake Baronic named the winner of the Paul Volander Hustle Award, selected by the coaching staff, given to the player on the current squad who shows the same type of hustle, determination, and effort of former Husker walk-on Paul Volander. So congratulations to Drake. He was a one-year opportunity. I don't want to call him a one-year wonder. He was with the program for 2 years, because when he left UNK to transfer, because of the rules, he actually did have to set out a year, but played this past year for Nebraska and picks up a nice award there. So congratulations. On the women's side, Nebraska is going to lose a player out of Washington. Coach Connie Yori said that freshman guard Kelly McCann-Smith transferring at the end of this spring semester. She played the first 22 games for the Huskers before missing the final 9 with a back injury. She averaged 3 points and about a rebound a ball game. Yori said that McCann-Smith said she wants to play closer to her family out in Washington, and I guess you can understand that. And we had a chance to talk earlier this week with Hastings College football coach Tony Harper. He said they were going to be releasing another list of names, and he mentioned a couple of them, like Chad Hartman of Gibbon. Well, we have more of those for you that have signed letters of intent to play football in 2011 and hopefully beyond for the Hastings College Broncos. Nathan Byrne and Chad Hartman of Gibbon, Zach Fritz of Kearney High, Jake Johnson of Adams Central, Luke Drudick of Sutton, Gage Baker, Deschler, Colton Penny of Wilcox Hill. So 36 players currently signed in the class of 2011, 16 defense, 17 offense. So pretty solid right there. A couple of termed athletes and a special teams player have signed on. Hastings College softball team split their doubleheader yesterday with Doan, dropped the opener 11-5, won the nightcap in extra innings, coming from behind to win it 6-5. UNK has a couple of more conference athletes of the week: Victoria Gunawan in women's tennis, Dane Toby of the track team, men's track and field. And again, don't forget the Loper Luncheon coming up today at noon at the Health and Sports Center. And of course, the big volleyball, not tournament, but quad, because UNK is going to play all of them: Kansas State, Iowa State, Colorado State. They're all coming in for a little round robin get together, and it's Saturday at the Health and Sports Center. Admission is free and open to the public. The Lopers play at 10, 11:30, and 3. So if you want to come out and watch a little UNK volleyball, that will be the time to do it on Saturday. Football, volleyball, going through their spring workouts as well. Retief Goosen holding on to 5 under through 10. Rory McIlroy and Matt Kuchar are both at 4 under par. You got to root for Matt. He played so well when he got in as an amateur from the area, loves the course. He's kind of like Charles Howell III. You know, if you get a chance to play right there in your backyard and virtually your home course, but they have not been able to really finish strong over the last few years. And Matt Kuchar off to a great, great start at Augusta. And if you want a great start to your spring and summer as you drive across the area and maybe across the country on a family vacation, do it in style and do it by saving on gas mileage, because they have got some great deals for you. It's called the Midway Advantage at Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep and Midway Buick Chevrolet Cadillac in Kearney, located on South 2nd Avenue. So many great items, so many cars, trucks, vans, whatever you need, whatever the brand name is, you know it's going to be great because they have it at Midway. They don't carry junk, folks. That's why people come back time and time and time again with their pre-owned certified vehicle, their brand new vehicle, need to get it worked on. You can sit back and enjoy some time in their customer lounge, work on the wireless internet, cappuccino right there for you to enjoy while you wait. Maybe you just need somebody to come pick you up while you're waiting for your car. They'll take you back to work or back home. They're there for you. They want you to feel good about your purchase at Midway. Experience the Midway Advantage, and don't forget, always online, thinkmidway.com. That's Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Midway, Chevy, Buick, Cadillac, the Midway Auto Group, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney. When we come back on the Doug and Daddy Show, we've got a couple of guests over the next 2 days that will be inducted into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame coming up this fall. Brad Vering and Darcy Strachey. Brad is scheduled to join us tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Darcy is scheduled to join us next, so we'll take a break and chat with her right after this.
Not all brake pads are created equal. Upgrade all four wheels to select Napa premium brake pads at Midas and save $50 by mail-in rebate. They're formulated with premium friction materials for a longer life and quiet, clean braking. Now with a mail-in rebate for up to $50. That's the Midas touch.
Napa mail-in rebate for $25 off per axle, valid for purchases between 9/20 and 10/22. See manager for rebate form. Most vehicles at participating Midas.
Hannah's father trained her to be an assassin.
A deputy.
Her government denied her existence.
Take a look at this kid's blood sample.
Can't be right.
And her target is the one woman who holds the key to her past.
We need to keep this contained, gentlemen.
Did she turn out as you hoped?
Better.
Saoirse Ronan, Eric Bana, and Cate Blanchett.
Sometimes children are bad people, too.
Hannah.
Come and find me.
Directed by Joe Wright. Original score by the Chemical Brothers. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13. Hannah starts Friday.
Whether you need to pick off a prairie dog or call in a turkey, the Boathouse in Grindallen has a variety of ammunition and hunting accessories that true outdoorsmen like yourself want. The Boathouse is more than just boats. It's ammo, live bait, and it's the right stuff, all in one place, so you can have more time in the fields or the lake, doing what you like to do best. The Boathouse. Boats, hunting, accessories, ammo, and live bait. North Highway 281 in Grindallen.
When you need comfort and guidance the most, it's reassuring to know our family at Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services is at hand. With our experience, compassionate care, and trusted facility, we are available to serve your family in any way possible. If you are in need of a helping hand, contact Horner, Liskey, McBride, and Kuehl Funeral and Cremation Services in Kearney at 237-2259, where our family is dedicated to honoring your family for generations.
Instead of dealing with a bank, let us work for you. Hastings Federal Credit Union, part of the community since 1946. We are the only member-owned financial institution in the area offering checking, savings, shares, auto or home loans too, with lower fees and truly personal service. Anyone that lives or works in the Hastings area can become a member. People helping people. Hastings Federal Credit Union, 707 North Marion Road in Hastings. Online at hastingsfcu.org. Equal housing lender, member NCUA.
Keep your yard looking its best with products from Menards. Keep your trees and shrubs healthy all year long with Job's Fertilizer Spikes. They ensure a continuous supply of nutrients, and the slow-release formula lasts all season long. Plus, there's no wasteful runoff, no mess, hazards, or smells, only a safe, beautiful yard. A 15-pack of tree and shrub or evergreen spikes are now only $4.88 after rebate.
Save big money at Menards.
The M and N's have it in the NCAA Frozen Four.
Minnesota
the
Duluth against Notre Dame.
Michigan against North Dakota.
In all,
58 former USHL players,
Jake,
many of whom played in front of Tri-Cities fans, try to ice a national championship. The Frozen Four.
Just a quick shot. Score! Just like that!
On Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550. Semifinals today, finals Saturday night.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we take care of our guests with great chow from BK, where you can have breakfast every day until 11, and you can have lunch all the time because the full menu is served all morning. Take advantage of their croissant, which is right now. You can get two for $3. Love them. A little ham, a little cheese. Oh, so good to get your day going at BK. Two locations in Kearney, as well as Lexington, Cozad, and North Platte. Well, last week, the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame Foundation announced the 13 athletes, five coaches, the contributors and officials that will be inducted this September in Lincoln at the Lead Center. And as we've mentioned a couple of times, a lot of local talent that either grew up and played high school ball here, maybe played college ball here at UNK or at Hastings College, this time around at UNK. And as we mentioned, two athletes are going in this year in their first year of eligibility. Tomorrow, Brad Vering is going to join us on the show, the Olympic wrestler from Howells. And up next, we are pleased to welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show the Nebraska State career scoring leader, not only in girls basketball, but all of high school basketball with 2,752 points. And the interesting thing, I think, as we talk to Darcy Strachey here, is that it wasn't just basketball. Very involved and very good in a variety of sports. She also spent some time, of course, here at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, and was also successful at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. And Darcy joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And Darcy, great to catch up with you again. Thanks for giving us some time. How are you?
Not too bad. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great. I guess catch people up. What's Darcy Strachey doing this time in her life? Where are you at? What's going on?
Well, I just recently moved back home. I've been living out in Colorado like the last 8 years. I was coaching college basketball at Northern Colorado for a few years, and then I took two different high school jobs at 5A schools. And recently, about 8 months ago, I decided to move home closer to family, so now I'm back home in the area.
Are you going to be coaching now that you moved back home?
Yeah, I helped out a little bit this past year, and I'm going to continue to kind of, you know, keep coaching around here or somewhere in the area or move back to a bigger city.
Darcy, as we always kind of ask folks that go into a variety of Hall of Fames or receive a big honor, there had to be a moment when you got the letter in the mail or you got a phone call, and I'm sure that at some point you had to expect, being the all-time scoring leader and all the things you did in high school, that this would happen. But tell us about the moment you found out, and are you surprised that you're going in the first year that you're eligible?
Well, I was really excited that I was able to go in the first year. I think it's an honor just to be named up with some of the great athletes in the state of Nebraska. And, you know, I was very honored and surprised and excited that I was inducted the first year. So,
Darcy Strachey joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Take us back to those high school days that some folks, they're going to read your bio. You're going to read your bio, and maybe they didn't get to see you play or just need to jog their memory a little bit, but you started at Stewart and then you went over to Chambers. There's some family connection there. You won the state championships. Talk about that time and just being a freshman and all of a sudden making the decision, or maybe the parents made the decision, or however that worked out. What was it like leaving one school and going to another when they were so close to each other?
Well, ever since I was young, I grew up playing sports, and my whole family is revolved around sports, and not just basketball. And I playing at Sturt was, you know, a great moment, and we did really well my freshman year, but I had the opportunity to go play for my brother-in-law and sister in Chambers, and not only did they coach basketball, but they coached other sports, and I just thought it was a great opportunity, and I was looking, you know, for the future to play college basketball, maybe possibly other sports, and, you know, going there would, you know, was going to be in the best interest for me, and it was just a great experience because we were able to win 4 state championships, and, you know, we were runner-up in state track for our team, and we did some good things in volleyball as well, and I just think it was a great all-around sports school, and I think it was a great choice just to go there so I could be part of my family as well.
I always remember being Chambers being very competitive and very good even before you got there, but the basketball team your sophomore year, that was the first state championship in basketball, and boy, they've put more up, they've put more state finals up, they've been a power ever since you were there. Talk about how the tradition, I guess, has continued on after your class moved on.
Well, I just think, you know, every community wants you to kind of get that crazy feeling going about, you know, craving basketball and winning state championships, it kind of spreads, and, you know, when you have talent underneath you that wants to, you know, do as well as what you've been doing in the past, I think it really energizes the community and really gets the kids going. I think, you know, John and Sandy Miller have been coaching that girls program for a long time, and they know what it takes to win, and they spend a lot of time with the youth and, you know, in the summer and the spring and fall, and they get those kids ready to play, and I just think they continue on the success every year out.
We're chatting with Darcy Strachey here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. She's going into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame with a variety of other folks this fall. We'll get back to basketball in just a minute. But, Darcy, you weren't just a one-sport athlete. A lot of people are going to obviously associate you with being a basketball star. But you were very good at track. You played volleyball. What else did you enjoy about sports outside of basketball?
Well, I think basketball has always been my first love, but I enjoyed playing other sports. I think that no matter what kid you are, if you can be involved in sports, I mean, my best memories are, you know, growing up playing basketball, softball, volleyball, and, you know, even though I hate track, I'd have to say good memories running track too. But I just think it's been a privilege to have the opportunity to be exposed to so many different areas of sports, and it's just been great, and I would never have given that up because some of my greatest moments in my life will be, you know, thought back to playing basketball and those different sports growing up.
And remind the folks what your events were in track.
I ran the long distance runs, the 2 mile, the mile, the 800, and the 2 mile relay. So it's 4 miles every track meet.
Yeah, that's one of those reasons a lot of people dislike track. Hey, why don't you go try running 2 miles today? See how that works out. But you were very good at it. Brought home some titles, 8 Class D titles in the distance events over your time. Darcy, also, of course, 2 single-season scoring records. Everybody thinks, you know, whether it was Bill Holiday on the guys' side or I can mention 10 or 12 people, guys, gals, you watch them. To get that many points, obviously you got to score a lot of points per basketball game, but you couldn't just do it by yourself if you're going to win state championships. Talk a little bit about your teams there at Chambers and how you guys meshed, and they had to accept the role that you were going to be out there shooting the ball and scoring 30, 40 points a game.
Yeah, I was very fortunate because no matter where I was at, whether it's Sturt or Chambers, I had great teammates, and, you know, they accepted my role, and, you know, we worked so well as a team that it didn't really matter who was scoring the basketball. I think that, you know, our community and our team just enjoyed in winning, and, you know, we were, I believe 78-0 at Chambers, and whenever that happens, I think, you know, kids in the community accept each and everyone's role because we're being so successful. And, you know, again, I think a lot of that has to do with growing up. I think my family, my mom and dad, my brothers and sisters, and, you know, even my coach at Chambers, John, I mean, we spent a lot of time in the gym, not only with me, but, you know, the other girls, and that's what made us so successful.
Being 15 years ago, I will say, I mean, with a sister that I had played in the 80s, won a state championship, even about the time you graduated, women's basketball and girls basketball has come so much farther, and I have told this story on the show more than once, but when your name popped up on the High School Hall of Fame, it's one of the stories that I will never, ever forget because being a small-town guy myself, I wanted to punch the reporter that asked you this question, but I want to recap this because it was after your senior season, after you won the state championship. We go in the back there at the Devaney, you do the television interview, and then you're around all the reporters, you've broke the record, and one of the reporters asked you, "Do you think you could have played Class A basketball?" And I remember the look on your face, and your response was something to the effect of, "Well, I play with these Class A girls all summer long, and, you know, you were very respectful and said, I think I could handle my own. Do you still believe that you see the gap maybe closing between the smaller schools and the bigger schools? I just kind of wanted to get your reaction maybe 15 years later about how maybe you weren't as respected at the time as maybe you should have been.
Well, yeah, now that I kind of seen it from both aspects, I mean, the last, I would say, 6 or 7 years, I've been at a 5A school in Colorado, which is similar or probably even a little bit bigger than the Class A schools here in Nebraska. And I guess the thing that I probably noticed the biggest difference is that just in a big school, you have more athletes to pick from. I don't necessarily think that there's going to be a superstar athlete that comes out of there that can't be as good as a small-town athlete. I just think you have more to pick from. And the other side of it is that sometimes in a small community, those kids like myself grew up playing, you know, basketball all the time, and that gives them advantage as well because the big city has more to offer with other activities. And I think that, you know, sometimes a small community girl can, you know, go down and shoot hoops till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. That's what I did growing up. And, you know, when you do that, you're obviously going to get better by practicing. I think that sometimes that is the advantage of a small town too, is that there really isn't anything else to do but play sports. And so, yeah, even to this day, you know, I kind of disagree with, you know, that comment, but I just think, you know, the big schools have more to pick from, but doesn't mean the small communities can't strive and have good athletes come out of there.
Every time I see the reporter, Darcy, I still want to slap him in the back of the head for asking you that question. That's all I'm saying. Last question for you before we let you get out of here. Darcy Strachey's with us. Of course, you did come on. You moved on from high school. You played at UNK. You went to UNO. Talk about the time you had at both of those schools and maybe what the differences were.
Well, you know, after high school, everybody asked me if I was ready to move on to college. And, you know, I would never give up my high school experience. I mean, we won 4 state championships, and the 4th one was just as good as the 1st one. But I was definitely ready to, you know, go to college and, you know, expand and, you know, play at the next level. And I just think that, you know, it was a great experience. And, again, you know, those 4 years were, you know, 4 of the better years of my life. And, you know, what I have today has a lot to do with the experiences I had growing up, so.
Well, Darcy, maybe we'll see you on the sidelines coaching a Nebraska team this upcoming winter. And I know this September will be a big day for you and your family down in Lincoln going into the Hall of Fame. Much deserved, honored. And we sure appreciate you giving us some time here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you so much.
You bet. Take care. Darcy Strachey, of course, graduated from Chambers, won that first state title with Stewart in 93, then 94, 95, and 96 with Chambers, 2,752 points. And in her junior and senior season, 824 points as a junior, 872 points as a senior. That's insane. I mean, they didn't play 30 games, so she's averaging 35, 37 points per ball game in her senior season. So, wow, what a deal. Brad Vering will join us tomorrow to talk about his induction into the Nebraska High School Sports Hall of Fame. Well, we're about ready to get out of here, and what is there, a log jam on the turn, Merritt? Retief hasn't played a hole in a while, so Retief Goosen at 5-under, Rory McIlroy at 4-under, Ross Fisher and Brant Snedeker at 3-under. Fisher is in the clubhouse at 3-under. Camilo Villegas, Sean O'Hare in the clubhouse at 2-under. Tiger Woods is at 1-under par at the Masters. And so that will wrap up the Doug and Daddy Show on this Thursday. Well, we've made it through 4 days without Daddy.
Who's Daddy?
Exactly. He should be good and sunburned by now. Hope he's moisturizing. Coming up on the show tomorrow, as we mentioned, Brad Vering, the national champ for the Huskers and Olympian, will be joining us. He's going into the Hall of Fame out of another small school in Nebraska, Howells. And we'll also be joined by Matt Johnson of the Tri-City Storm as they get ready to wrap up their season by battling Lincoln a couple of times this weekend. We want to thank Darcy Strachey for joining us on the program today, the state's all-time leading scorer in girls basketball, also going into the Hall of Fame, along with Richie Price, the head baseball coach at the University of Kansas, as the Huskers head down there for a weekend series. Don't forget, the Frozen Four is coming up here on ESPN Radio. Notre Dame and Minnesota Duluth at 4, Michigan and North Dakota at 7:30, and we'll be back with more of the Doug and Daddy Show tomorrow here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, live from the Midway Auto Group broadcast booth.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.
Hey.